Friends, one of the consequences of curtailing our activities and staying at home is that we find ourselves looking off into space as our minds race through the emotions of these days. We may think about giving up on all this isolating and doing something foolish just to satisfy a whim. We may simply be worrying about others who have put themselves at risk for the sake of our safety. We may be worrying about how to solve some little problem that under other circumstances wouldn't be an issue at all. We wonder how long all this will last. We wonder what life will be like afterwards. We wonder how we ourselves will cope when this is all over. How will we have been changed by it all? Will the anxiety we now feel subside? And we think. But we must remember that we are not captive to our thoughts, but that we can choose what thoughts we will think. Of course, given the opportunity, unbidden thoughts will carry us off somewhere sometimes, but we can and should recognize what is happening and choose what we will refocus our thoughts on. Paul had some wonderful advice on this topic to share with his friends in Philippi. In a letter, Paul said to them, "Finally, friends, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Friends, that is good advice any time, and it especially suits the needs of these days.